With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Employers posted 7.4 million job vacancies last month, a sign that the American job market continues to cool. The Labor Department reported that job openings in June were down from 7.7 million in May. Flight attendants at United Airlines voted to reject the tentative agreement for a new contract with the carrier. That's according to the union. 92% of the eligible voters cast a ballot, with 71% voting not to ratify the agreement. Retailers scrambling to stock up ahead of anticipated stiff tariffs on imports boosted the Port of Savannah to its second busiest year ever. That's according to officials in Georgia. The Savannah port moved 5.7 million container units of imports and exports across its docks in the 2025 fiscal year that ended June 30th. Procter & Gamble said it would raise prices on about a quarter of its products in the United States, in part due to higher costs from President Donald Trump's tariffs. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.